Good day, you're listening to Free City Radio. I'm your host, Stefan Christoph, producing this episode from Mexico City. And on the broadcast today, I am going to be featuring a conversation with Mathieu Lopez, who works with Survie, which is a French organization that is committed to supporting movements against French colonization. That is, of course, a historic reality, but also a present day one. Survie has documented in many ways the impacts of neocolonial French economics in Africa and around the world. Their website is survie.org. This conversation with Mathieu looks at the intersections between history and the present, and also focuses on debates within social movements in France on the importance of deconstructing and challenging French colonialism. This looks at everything from French economic impacts in Africa, particularly in West Africa, as we've seen protests over the last year in Niger and Mali about French neo-colonial influence in West Africa. I think this interview provides an important insight from a social movement perspective in France on these intersecting issues. And we talk about also how groups like Survie, the one that Mathieu works with, are challenging social movements within France to look critically at neo-colonial politics of France today. So here's my conversation with Mathieu Lopez, which I recorded directly in Toulouse, France, for Free City Radio.
So my name is Mathieu. So I'm a member of Survie, which translates to survival, but survival is another NGO, so it's different, something else. So let's talk about Survie. We are a 40 years old organization. We have around 1,000 members in France. It's a French organization. And our main struggle is against what we called, we've been developing the concept of France-Afrique, meaning, to say it short, French imperialism towards its France former colonies in Africa. But our work goes beyond that now. We expanded our interest towards actual current French colonies as well. And so we've developed during these 40 years this concept of France Africa to put it in the public debate in France. There is, in our view, very not enough concern in France, including in the activist movements, social movements, for French imperialism. There is quite some interest and struggle against, for example, the imperialism from the USA or even Palestine, but very little concern about French imperialism. So one of our work is to put this in the public debate and produce resources, books, analysis, and we do other actions too, so that we can do some pressure on our government state, but as well to give tools and to other groups and movements, which we came to develop the idea that this imperialism is very central, very important in the building of French state. And as you say, there's been a deep conversation about colonial roots of the current state of society. Well, I don't know where you where you were talking about, whether it was a global debate or French debate, because the debate in France is pretty hard and not very deep. And but yes, this we developed the idea that this imperialism from France in Africa is very central in the building of state, French state. And to say it short, if France is considered a great country, a kind of superpower with a seat at the United Nations. It's because the power of France comes from the exploitation of African countries from the colonization to nowadays.
So I think, you know, one thing that seems very critical about the work that you do is the creation of active resources. Mm-hmm. So research, publications, and I think it's a very interesting moment because the confluence, the connection between social action and also printed resources has become very important because, you've mentioned, you know, movements that are happening on the streets. You know, you mentioned, of course, like the movement for Palestine or, movements against the war in Iraq. But what we're seeing today is the distance between the mainstream media narrative and what social movements are saying is growing.
Yeah.
And so what role do you feel like these sort of material resources and research plays in sort of creating us sort of a stronger articulation of what social movements are demanding?
So, like I said, our organization has around 1,000 members. Yeah. So we have a very different point of views about who we want to talk to, who we want to give tools to. Yeah. Some of us think it's very important to go to force the doors of the medias to even talk to the politicians. Some of us, which is my case, are more into giving tools to the social movements, okay, grassroots movements, anti-racist groups, even ecological, and so on. But it's okay, because let's do it all. I mean, yeah, sure. And yes, printing, I think it has its interest, but it's funny that you mentioned that because we are really into. We've been doing books and articles and printed medias for a long time now, and we are trying to expand and talk to younger people and who are on TikTok, Instagram, whatever, and we think it's important too that we shift a bit towards these people, because some very young people are also get a political training and construction building towards these channels. And so, yes, I think it's important to make this work on a quite traditional form, but as well to invest into more modern channels. Sure. Whatever we can, how we can still criticize this form of involvement, it has limits, I think. But I don't know if it's.
No, I got it. Yeah. So so building on that, like I think there's a new awareness in the younger, like Gen Z generation, mm-hmm. About a lot of these systemic issues, but the resources and tools.
Yeah.
Are often not there because mainstream institutions are not going to provide detailed analysis about French economic colonialism through the Central African franc, for example.
Yeah.
So you talked about colonies in a current context. So maybe we could look at two issues that I think people listening to this program would be interested in learning a bit more about. Central African franc.
Yeah.
What is it? How is that a colonial mechanism in 2023?
Yeah, so that's a bit technical. French domination on these former African colonies takes several forms, and one very strong and which has not changed much is this money, the French colonial franc. So the acronym CFA franc has changed now. It's not French colonies anymore, but the community something, I don't remember exactly. But those countries, and I think it's around maybe 14 countries, I don't know, are not in charge of their own money. France still has a say, and a very important say, in the governance of this money. French administrators have a seat in the central banks of the three central banks of this money. There is the West Africa Central Bank, the Central Africa Central Bank, and the Comorian Central Bank. This money is has a fixed value on the, well, what was the French franc and now the euro from the European Union. So they don't have this leverage to make sovereign choices based on their real economy. It's all in the hands of France, and we must say, with the complicity of local governments, which is
in the African continent.
Yes, and most of them, well, some many of them, we see it's kind of changing now, are very, some of them have been put in place by French government, or, well, there are many histories depending on the countries we are talking about, but there is a strong link between French governments and African governments too. So this system, this money is still give an easy access to African markets, to France and European companies, and it blocks them to expand their trade with their neighbors, which are not French speaking, like Ghana or Nigeria and so on. This is a very strong remnants of the colonial history, but as well a very actual bond and colonial, neo-colonial bond towards the former colonial power.
Well, I think people, you know, and thank you so much for taking the time to break all of that down. I think, for example, the fact that France and French administrators have seats on the central banks, yeah, in Africa is something that is not commonly known, like in shorthand. Mm-hmm. I think there's an understanding that France has a big economic and political influence, but it's very important to get into the mechanisms of how that influence manifests. So just one more question on that.
Yeah.
So in the recent events, there's been a lot of celebration, you know, in the left about this challenge to French imperialism in you know, Niger, for example, or in the context of Mali. So there's symbolism and there's reality, right? Like in terms of like trying to understand how these recent events could actually make structural change, right? So what are some questions you have, to put a question to you? Like, what are some thoughts that you have about recent events? Not, I know it's hard to make conclusions right now, right? So I'm understanding that, but just like, it seems that there's a lot of discussion or like rhetoric about French colonial rule, but I'm wondering, is there any real discussion about that translating into like tangible structural change in economic terms, like around the French influence on the economic infrastructure?
Yeah, so first of all, we're talking about three countries, which is something, but not the global picture.
Of course.
So the main the main structure remains in the other countries, and some very strong pillars of French domination stay in place, like Côte d'Ivoire, Ivory Coast, Chad, other countries, Togo, Cameroon, Gabon. So first of all, this is a small, it's a change for sure. We obviously don't know where it's going to lead. The hope we can have is that it's a very strong sign of a popular change in these countries, because whether or not the governments who took power in the three countries are sincere or not, they have to take this consideration seriously from their own people.
From the population.
Yeah. There has been for some years now very the rise of this of the
critique.
Yeah, critique against French presence in Africa in these countries, and they have to take it in consideration now. So these three situations, these three countries, this is a sign of this popular pressure, and it's a very good thing against CFA franc, against military French presence. We have to take we have to remember that since colonization, French army has never left the African continent. This is the first in these three countries. But Mali has a quite specific history, so it's a bit different. But in Niger or Burkina Faso, French army had never left the country since colonization. Mm. This is very new. So this is something we cannot. We have to recognize and very be happy for it. There are many concerns.
Being happy, just to clarify, being happy about the fact that French military presence is being challenged.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
And even in some countries, they are being evacuated.
Yeah.
They have to leave. It's been done in Mali. It's being done in Burkina Faso and Niger now. It's not over yet, but France announced that they were going to leave. So it should lead to the total departure of French army in these countries. So this is really something we've been hoping for a long time now. The form of how it happened may be questioned, but not by us. I mean, it's a question for the people of these countries. And but from what we have seen for now from the French state, from the French government, and this is the history of all France Africa for like 60 years now, or even more since the independence of these countries, France has been very creative to find ways to stay in place, to still have influence, to still have access to resources, to have a say in local political matters. So they've already announced that they were going to try to find a new partnership or something. So we'll see. The reality of the will of the current Malian, Burkina Faso and Nigerian governments will surely decide of what can happen, but the will of France, French government, is to find a way to stay there in some form, some kind of. We've already seen that they were going to redeploy the army in some other countries and be able, like they've always been, to like they say, project. I don't know if it translates well in English, but to intervene easily in case. So there is hope for a real independence in these countries, and in these countries alone for now. And there are some signs from these governments that they want to bring the other African countries in this movement. But for now, the governments in the other countries are close ally of France. So this won't be easy.
So in the current context in France, locally, in a lot of cities over the recent years, there's been a lot of protests about cuts to social programs, about the changes to the retirement and pension, about the neoliberal approach to many institutions that the Macron government is taking. I think historically in France, there was a bit of a social contract, especially for the European French population, that, okay, even if they didn't understand the details of the colonial relationship to Africa, that at least there was some mechanisms through which French working people had some sort of social programs, you know?
Yeah.
And so now we're in this situation where these programs are being eroded, and sort of like the social contract that was developed, you know, under Mitterrand or even before, is being challenged. And we're seeing this transition to a new neoliberal model, which I think is really important for people listening to this program in Canada to understand, that Macron is really adopting this austerity type of program.
He's a French Thatcher.
A French Thatcher. Thanks for articulating that, because I think people don't really conceptualize him that way. So I'm mentioning this because there's this like moment where I think there's a lot of, you know, maybe this political articulation is not so strong, but like even within the Gilets Jaunes, Yellow Vests movement, there was extreme right sometimes, but there was also a lot of critiques towards injustice in France and a lot of participation from like activists and left forces and so on. I'm bringing all this up because I think French society is changing, right? And so how do you think about these bigger questions about like French economic reach and colonialism in Africa in relation to the local? And I guess my little question to try to like give a focus would be like, today in France, it seems that a lot of the governance structures are being questioned, right? Like, and the sort of the models of economics are being questioned. How important is it for these movements locally in France to understand also the ways that French power is being questioned outside of France? Because the two things are related in some ways, right? And it's a moment of immense change for French influence outside of France and also French power inside of France, right? And so I know it's a big question, but I just think it's always interesting to open these possibilities to think about these sort of common points. And I know that you're connected to both things, so that's why I ask you.
A big question.
Yeah. And thank you for asking, because we were discussing this issue with friends recently, and this is a very personal point of view. It's not my organization.
Yeah, sure, we don't.
But yes, there are, if we take back the history of France, popular history, we can say there has been some, I don't know if it translates well, but benefits or social benefits which were acquired by struggles in France. So there was some kind of a social peace from the capitalists in France, which was gained through this century, and that which is being which is being attacked very strongly, not just by Macron, but since the 80s, it's been so yeah, this is a good question, because the rise of colonial exploitation was in the same time as the this pacification of social movements in France, I would say. I'm not maybe people could argue what about that, but so now that we are seeing these attacks on the French social system, we could think that there might be a focus or more a growing interest into what France is doing abroad and in all the former colonies. But I'm quite pessimistic about that, because we're also seeing not only a neoliberal attack here, but also a very strong rise of extreme right, not only by these parties, political parties, but in the medias, even by the current government, which they're always putting the focus on immigrants, and there is a really strong racist ambience. I don't know, growing up in France, it's really scary. And the function of this racist ambience, yes, is to shift the focus. And we want to say we have they built this figure of you know, the jihadist monster within us making attacks and so on. So it's very difficult with this widespread racism in France to build some empathy with the people in Africa and other countries. In other countries, some of them are Muslims. When there is a war, when there was a war in Mali in 2013, this racism in France, I think, played a very important part into preventing any protest against this war in France. Even if some parts of the left or political groups, and so I would say it could be a good moment for that, but the strength of the racism and the extreme right in France at the moment really prevent this, I think, from happening.
But I ask you because of the importance of the discussion. Thanks for talking today. That's our time. But can you share the website of your organization?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So it's survie.org, survie.org. Okay, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram now and so on. Okay. And we have we publish in French.
Yeah.
So I guess some people in Canada can read or work. Some of it is translated in English, but very little. Mm-hmm. And but we welcome any proposition to to work together to translate this if some people want to. Yeah.
Respect. Well, nice to talk to you today in Toulouse. Thank you.
To you. Yeah.
That was a conversation with Mathieu Lopez from the French organization Survie. You can find more information about their important work at survie.org. That's survie.org. This has been another edition of Free City Radio. I'm your host, Stefan Christophe. We air weekly on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal at 11 a.m. on Wednesdays, on CJLO 1690 a.m., also in Jiajiage, Montreal, on Wednesdays at 8:30 a.m., on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg at 10:30 p.m. on Tuesdays, on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario at 11:30 a.m. on Wednesdays, on CFUV 101.9 FM in Victoria, B.C. on Wednesdays at 9 a.m. and Saturdays at 7 a.m., on Met Radio 1280 AM in Toronto at 5:30 AM on Fridays, and on CKCU 93.1 FM in Ottawa on Tuesdays at 2 PM. We are a podcast. Look us up on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Just search Free City Radio. And our archives are at soundcloud.com/freecityradio. Thank you so much for tuning in, and take care.